House on Foreign Relations on some of their boards at the time. And he came on my show back in early 2002 and said 9/11 was completely staged, that radical Islamic groups were being funded and allowed to operate by our government, that Bin Laden had already been dead, that his dead body would be rolled out later as a victory. Later, Walter Cronkite, Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, and a bunch of others came out and seconded what he said in 2004 and said Bush better not roll out the dead body. So I guess Obama did it later. WikiLeaks documents showed that Pachinik and I were both attacked by Stratfor, very upset about the fact that we were saying it wasn't true. He got visited by MI6 and a bunch of other people. I got visited as well, and that was a meeting off record, so I'm not going to get into it and say by who. But, I mean, this is getting to the point where major agencies, foreign agencies, are sending people. I can go online, and there's a famous person coming to see me. I mean, it's getting to that point where, well, they're sniffing around, deciding, I guess, whether they're going to put a bullet in my head or whatever. But the good news is the info's already out there. All you kill me, you just make it that much more popular. You kill Pachinik, that happens. Now, Pachinik, I don't want to call him a slippery cat. He's not like Bill Clinton. I think he's an honorable guy. But he is, you know, on the inside, the head of psych warfare for the State Department that was over all the major agencies, ran the Camp David Accords, co-wrote a bunch of books with Tom Clancy. He is the composite character that the Jack Ryan's based on, produced a bunch of Hollywood films as well. He's a medical doctor, psychiatrist, and was also a well above captain in the Navy, part of a lot of secret operations, part of founding Delta Force. And a lot of the audience loves him. Some of the audience hates him. But you always get interesting information. He's got a new book coming out, Steve Pachinik Talks. I will certainly be reading that and carrying it at InfoWarsStore.com. You can find it at StevePachinik.com. And he joins us to talk about the torture report. I'll tell you my view on the torture. I think torture is extremely effective. I don't think it's effective at getting real information. I don't think it's effective at winning just wars. I think it's effective at getting fake information, fake false testimonies and confessions, terrorizing populations. And it's very effective at discrediting everything the government does. It's very effective at making you wear the black hat. It's a great way to demonize America, part of the globalist program. One famous individual said the purpose of torture is not getting information, it's spreading fear. Eduardo Galeano. And, yeah, that's a big part of it as well. What do you think tasers are, or the misuse of them and pain compliance? But the reason, yeah, Obama's trying to score points on this right now. The intel I've got is it's still going on. I mean, Joe Biggs was a staff sergeant in the Army in Afghanistan and Iraq, three tours, happened to have Hastings embedded with him in two of those operations, and they saw some of the biggest battles out there because Biggs always wanted to go where the fighting was. And the Army, they'll send you if you want to do that. And those were written about. But he, my point is, it's on record. He did the things he says he did. One of his big jobs was delivering people for torture. In fact, I think we ought to later get, I said it earlier, get Biggs in here to talk about torture. He should be on tomorrow. He should be on a lot because he would deliver people for torture, and sometimes they didn't come out. And guess who was there? DEA, FBI, CIA, you name it. It was all about drug trade, folks. Nothing to do with torturing real terrorists. So there are people getting tortured. It's just not for what you think. They got black sites everywhere. Camp X-Ray has a psychiatric facility within it run by the CIA where they admit they do sexual torture, you name it. Some of that's in the report. It's testing torture. It's a laboratory, but not with white lab mice. It's with 14-year-olds, 16-year-olds, you name it, who 8 years later get deployed as the heads of ISIS. So I see it as a ground to find the psychological candidates to actually be cutouts to lead some of these shadow quack armies like ISIS. Now, that's my view from researching the history. We'll see if former psych warfare chief and, you know, black ops tricks master Steve Pachinik agrees or disagrees. That's quite a compendium I just threw out there, Doc. What do you say?
What I say is, as usual, you're my buddy, you're my friend, and I think you're not wrong, but let me amplify the whole issue, why this came out now. You see, you and I talked about the entire torture a year and a half ago, Alex, and your audience had a detailed report from both you and me during the Boston Massacre, where exactly the exposure of 6,000 pages of torture documents were made by Asa Hutchinson and James Joyne Jones, implicating Hayden, implicating Brennan, implicating Bush, implicating Jeb, implicating a whole bunch of people and the neocons that we've talked about. So this came out in a year and a half ago. The question I want to tell your audience and the issue I want to bring up is, why was this brought up now today? And in my opinion, it was brought up not because torture has stopped and not because it has absolved anybody of anything. On the contrary, it continues. And the CIA really doesn't care. It doesn't care what you think. It doesn't care what I think. It doesn't care what the president thinks. Why? Because this exposure by Feinstein is nothing more than an absolution of the Senate Intelligence Committee led by Dianne Feinstein and Jay Rockefeller, both who are leaving, and it's basically an absolution to say, oh, we didn't know about the torture, but 8 years later we went into detail, and they revealed everything that you and I and the audience knew for 8 years.
So it's a giant butt covering. It's a giant butt covering operation.
Yes, that's the first part. The second part is the issue that you and I started 13 years ago, and they can't get away from it, and the audience knows this. And this is a complete distraction, again, from the Osama bin Laden false story. Because if you notice what comes out in the torture, Jose Rodriguez, this Puerto Rican little nothing, says, yes, I'm in charge of the torture, and I was the one that got the information to get Osama bin Laden. Well, we know he was dead. We know that 9/11 was a stand-down. We know the Osama bin Laden SEAL raid was nonsense. We know 0.30 was nonsense. So what's coming out again is they're trying through another technique, the CIA and the administration, Obama, because he said he killed Osama bin Laden. Well, he killed nobody. And the CIA never killed Osama bin Laden because Osama bin Laden was already dead under Clinton when Clinton sent Dr. Dooley from the CIA to the Dubai hospital. So this is another way of getting to the Osama bin Laden story, which is another lie. In other words, the CIA and the administration, Obama, who is a CIA born and bred product of a single mother who was in the CIA, a maternal grandfather and grandfather who were in the CIA with a missing father, classical profile of the individual that's recruited by the CIA, as was Bill Clinton, with no father and a single mother. You see this repetitive strain of the personality profile. They're absolving Obama and saying, in effect, yes, he killed Osama bin Laden, and these were the facts that led to Osama bin Laden, all of which are lies. So this is, again, a distraction to absolve the senators, to say that Obama really isn't CIA and really did kill Osama bin Laden. We know that's not true. Where there's a Osama bin Laden, we know that's a lie. And then on top of that, they indicted themselves to avoid the very issue of 9/11 and stand down. And as you see, what they try to do is say, oh, Bush Jr., that moron who knew exactly what he was doing along with Cheney, the most nefarious and cowardly of all people, because he refused to serve our government 11 times, they basically are said that they didn't know about this. And so they blame Addington and a bunch of their junior people. So it makes Bush Jr. look as if he was really a hero coming forth to protect the CIA, when in fact he was covered by the CIA. So it avoids the issue of 9/11. Then we get down to another indictment that this whole drama of the absurd is creating, and that is the indictment of media exposition of the Anderson Coopers, the fair-haired, effete young men from Yale who had CIA internships, and they leaked out information. And as you will see in the report, they leaked out information to various people on the Washington Post, the New York Times, and elsewhere. And what you're seeing, and you'll say to yourself, but this sounds crazy, and the answer is no. The CIA is a reptilian organization. It's pretty much like a squid that will lose one arm, cut off another arm, so that it can regenerate again. Its only purpose is never to deny its existence, but to continue its nefarious existence. And it will cut off anybody who works with it, for it, or on it, and it doesn't matter whom, whether it's John F. Kennedy, whether it's someone like Nixon who intervenes with it because he's not part of it, whether it's a Romney, whether it's a Reagan who was not part of it, and whether it was Bush who was part of it, whether it was Bill and Hillary Clinton, both very much steeped in the CIA because they were both at Yale. Bill Clinton reported to the CIA when he was on an Oxford scholarship. He denies it, but if you vet him out, and again, he's slippery, Bill, he'll lie all the time. He is a CIA operative and informant, as was Hillary. She was on the impeachment committee for Nixon, which by definition meant she worked for the CIA. She received the money on 9/11 to give to the victims, and is still part of the CIA. So this is a way of cleaning the deck as well for Jeb Bush to run, who is also part of this family of the CIA.
All right, doctor, stay there. Corrupt. We got to go to break. Riveting stuff. I agree with what you're saying. It's just prima facie evidence right there. What comes next? Stay with us. We've got Dr. Steve Pachinik riding shotgun with us for the rest of the hour. I know folks want to talk to him. So if you've got questions or comments, quick questions or comments, we will start taking your calls at about 45 after. So here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, to call in on this Wednesday, the 10th day of December, 2014. 800-259-9231. But we're just doing quick questions. So you can answer and we can move to the next person. 800-259-9231. Also, we'll briefly talk about his new book coming out. I want to do a whole interview on the book in the near future. But before we get to that, I overall agree with what you're saying. It makes perfect sense. Plus, as you said, they can inject all the fake narratives into a report that exposes them. I just invented a new word that supposedly exposes them. But on top of that, at the same time, it's kind of like NSA spying. It's illegal. They deny it. It comes out. And then they use the whole process of investigating it to come up with solutions that basically codify it and legitimize it.
Correct. Nothing will be done. Absolutely. This entire report will not even nick the CIA's ability to continue to lie, distort, and deny and create illegal activity. All this report did was to absolve Obama from being corrupt and illegal in his war act. It allowed Hillary Clinton to run with the notion that she had nothing to do with 9/11 and the stand down, although her husband was involved in rendition along with Sandy Berger. And it will clear Jeb Bush's name in the name of his brother, George Bush, who didn't know about the 9/11 stand down and the torture. And in fact, will implicate Jeb Bush. So really what this has done paradoxically in the narrative is to compound the story that you and I first discovered 13 years ago, that all of this is a lie. The 9/11 stand down was in fact a false flag. Our own government attacked us. Osama bin Laden was already dead. But that story cannot die, Judge. And Alex, because you and I will not allow it to die. And the American public now believes 78 to 80% believe that Osama bin Laden was already dead. They don't believe the SEAL story. They can't believe Mac Raven, a lying head of a SEAL team. And then again, the SEAL teams have failed. They failed time after time, and then instead they write reports. And then a guy like Jose Rodriguez, the head of the counterterrorism office, goes to Kathy Bigelow, the head, the director of the movie Zero Dark Thirty, and in detail, under the directions of John Brennan, gives her a detailed account of a false narrative of how they assaulted Osama bin Laden, who's already dead.
Let me shift gears. Let me shift gears into a couple other subjects, just because they're interesting factoids. Yeah. Why do they try to pick fatherless boys for this CIA role? Is it the state becomes their father, A? And then B, why don't you ever see the Army in these Navy SEAL type movies where they're the supermen? I mean, the Navy pushing Navy SEALs as God is really starting to get ridiculous.
Well, you asked two excellent questions. I'll quickly answer. Number one, the fatherless son is a totally absent son. That they in fact become the surrogate father. They know the son is vulnerable. Both Obama, Barry Sorrell, and Bill Clinton were involved in sex, drugs, and other activity, so that they could be compromised. What the CIA always looks for is for a man or a woman who can be easily compromised and used at any time and can be indicted or thrown away or neutralized. The second part is the Army is much more sophisticated. Under Dempsey, And under various other generals, the special forces and units out of Fort Bragg and elsewhere have been instructed never to speak up. The reason why the SEALs have been a failure is because of Admiral Mueller, whose father was part of a publicity machinery from the William Morris Agency, Admiral McRaven, who was a total disaster and was a loudmouth, as was Stan McChrystal. These were all narcissists. The SEALs were a failure during the Reagan administration. 13 of them died on the way to Grenada when I was involved in that false, you know, attempt to attack Grenada. And they couldn't explain why 13 SEALs drowned on a raft when they were trained to be underwater. So SEALs have always been a secondary quality and a secondary class of gamesmanship. But they've been the first one to run to the movies, run and make movies about themselves, whereas the other units out, the Navy, the Army, the Air Force, and other special units that I will not get into, have never been heard about, will never be heard about. And under General Martin Dempsey, they will be under strict command. The Navy should be reprimanded. The Chief Naval Operations Officer should have demanded...
Stay there, Doctor. Stay there. We've got to come back. We'll be right back with more on that. Jones Well, his new book is out in digital. We're going to try to carry it in hard copy. It's Pechenik Talks, stevepechenik.com. We're going to talk to him in a minute about that. I want listeners to understand something. This broadcast is groundbreaking for all my warts. I don't claim to have all the answers. Sometimes the show's unlistenable. But at the end of the day, we have great reporters, great research. We really are trying to find out the truth, not a bunch of hype. And I want to live in a free, open society, not in a tyranny. And so we wear our bias openly. And it is the high-quality products and the support of our sponsors that makes this entire independent media operation possible that now reaches tens of millions of people conservatively a week and is mainlining reality. And I don't claim to have a corner on that market, but what we say compared to mainstream media is night and day. They're trying to deceive you, trying to dumb you down, trying to make the language smaller, trying to disable you. We are trying to empower you. I believe in an informed population. As Thomas Jefferson said, that's the only way to be free. So please, this Christmas, remember InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com, when you're doing your Christmas shopping, your holiday shopping, because whether it's a Molon Labe long sleeve camo shirt or a woman's black and gold shirt, or whether it's a Molon Labe or George Washington belt buckle, or whether it's commemorative Molon Labe silver coins, only 500 of them, that funds our operation at InfoWarsStore.com or MadeIn1776.com. When you buy our proprietary vitamin B12, Secret 12 product, which has been sold out for 3 weeks, and limited supply is now back in, you don't just get a high-quality nutraceutical that's so important for your health during these key winter months, and that, by the way, tastes great and kids love. You're funding the operation, so I want to thank you all. You can also get a nightly news membership to PrisonPlanet.tv. It takes about 1 minute to sign up. 20 people can use each membership. Nobody's got a subscription service this low. All my films, the nightly news, the Daily Show simulcast, all of it at PrisonPlanet.tv. And mainstream media is so lazy and so stupid, they almost always go, how dare you sell a subscription to your radio show and your website? The daytime radio show is free. There's a free video feed that we have to pay for that your purchases help fund. The nightly news is for subscribers to get HD, to see the nightly news, and so much more. And they understand that. It's about supporting the platform. So we're running half off right now on yearly memberships. Normally $54.95. Now it's $29.95, or right at half, or a little bit below half. Right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. So if you haven't been a member, try it out. If you are a member, re-up or buy a new membership to share with others. PrisonPlanet.tv. And we built it. You have come. We're trying to grow. We're trying to be as professional as possible. We're trying to do something that the rest of the media has decided not to do. They want to prey on the public instead of empower the public. And if they ever figure out that not lying is what people are looking for, I'll be out of a job, because there are more talented, smart people than me out there. It's that there's really a vacuum in media, because most people that get into media work under these big corporations that are part of the inside game. and still think lying to people is the way to go, but they're extincting themselves. Their ratings are down 95% in 20 years at CNN. MSNBC has a smaller audience than a local radio show. They are a paper tiger. And speaking of that, you got cut off by the break, Dr. Pechenik. Then we'll talk about your book some. You were getting into the fact that, look, nothing against the Navy SEALs. I know some Navy SEALs that are good guys that gave us good intel about the helicopter getting blown up. And but at the same time, anyone I know in the Army Special Forces of any type will say nothing, will tell me nothing. And I know the Army's involved in probably 10 times more than the Navy. And I always just wonder why you never hear from them but hear from the SEALs. And I think it goes to this same narcissism, not of the SEALs, but of their commanders and of the politicians, that they could be seduced into doing this. Because when I look at it, almost everyone at MSNBC or CNN is a former Democratic Party Politico operative. No one wants to look at them, but they don't care. They want to be on TV, so mom thinks they're a star, so they're now on television, even if there's no audience. It does seem like a mass narcissism. You're a psychiatrist. What do you think?
Yes, I think the narcissism has gone through all of our military, including the Army, Air Force, and admirals. You've seen a few generals in the Air Force have been discharged by General Martin Dempsey. You've seen a few Navy commanders have been discharged. We have too many generals, too many admirals. Here's the problem. The CIA is a total product of narcissism. It's a fictitious organization that really thinks it does something. It has done more harm than any good over 30 years. I don't say that because I dislike them. Men I knew were men who came out of the OSS, Don Gregg, James Little, Paul Redman, all who had made their bones in North Korea, South Korea, and been in the military. The problem is it outsourced itself to 80% to make money and to create wars that it could not fight, didn't know what to do. As the report suggested, they have no idea of how to interrogate. Every cop on the beat knows how to interrogate better than they do. Every military policeman knows how to interrogate. Yet the CIA is a complete disaster. They co-opted our Republican system of presidential selections, which has to stop. And that's the key of the American public, to demand that every candidate be completely vetted out. There will be no excuse for skull and bones, no excuse for top secrecy, no excuse for a man like John Kerry, who's part of skull and bones, and George Bush Jr., both skull and bones in the same class that had to be mediated by Fred Smith of FedEx. So that kind of nonsense in the Republic has to stop. If not, then we will go onto the streets and do what we need to. But let me say one thing that your audience has to understand and why I come on your show and only your show mainly. For 13 years, the only thing that really counted in this world is not intelligence, but as Winston Churchill said, the most important variable in any individual is not intelligence or even perseverance, but courage. And I must say to your audience, and you know me, I'm not flattering you, Alex. Alex Jones had more courage than anybody I'd ever met 13 years ago or more when I said the very dangerous statement that I said Osama bin Laden was dead. I know for a fact because I was told by the operatives who were involved in 9/11. 9/11 was the stand down. It was instituted by Bush Jr., by Condoleezza Rice, by Cheney, the most evil of all, who should be exterminated and really put under criminal war trial, by Rumsfeld, by Addington, by Michael Hayden, by George Kennan, by Mueller of the FBI, by Free of the FBI, who had been indicted before as part of a criminal act repeatedly. And so the only man who stood forth was Alex Jones. I come on the show not to propagate or even to instill ideas. I hope everybody checks me out, and I hope they can say whatever they want about me. But I still will stand by my statements because for 13 years, this administration, including three presidents, Bill Clinton, or Bush Jr., and Osama bin Laden, or Obama, that's a Freudian slip, have had a very serious problem overcoming Alex Jones and Dr. Steve Pechenik's statement that Osama bin Laden was never assassinated, was never buried, was buried somewhere at sea, and had a screwed-up narrative. And this is what you're seeing repeatedly. Because once that narrative can no longer be played with, it goes back to Bush Jr., who has to be indicted in the International Court of Law, Cheney has to be indicted. Michael Hayden, one of the biggest criminals of all, who's a military general, by the way, one of the dumbest that we know in National Military Intelligence Association, which I belong to, by other generals who are four stars, and I will not recognize who they are. He is the dumbest, most corrupt general. And Mr. Risen of the New York Times indicted him before for making illegal activities and continuously lying to the American public that with wiretapping and the constant eavesdropping that he was legal. So Michael Hayden should be in prison. Bennett should be in prison. Peter Grosz should be in prison. Bush Jr. should be in prison. Cheney, Rumsfeld, Condi, Steve Hadley. The list goes on and on. But if the American public does not take justice into their own hand and will rely on the legislators, we have failed. We really are in an American revolution. Whether you want to commit tyranny, treason in the face of tyranny, I consider that patriotism. It's exactly what Jefferson had to confront. It's exactly what George Washington confronted. But I address this to the Iraqi and Afghani war veterans who were sent in on false pretenses to kill and be killed and be wounded by men who were cowards, namely Bush Jr., Cheney, Clinton, and Obama, men who had never served our country in the military, men who would never serve, and men who were so slick that they lied their way right to the top and continue to lie. Obama is lying, as he still is today. He's exceeded executive power and will in time have to come to terms with what's happened to him. Whatever happens to him, be it John F. Kennedy, because he has a Secret Service that can't function well, or whether it will be a Nixonian episode, will he be impeached? Be it as it may. But let no one ever question what Alex Jones said 13 years ago and 13 years later. And that's where I stand. I'm not selling anything. If you want to read Dr. Steve Talks, that's my book. I wrote it because basically I'm concerned. I wrote it and published it. It's all my blogs between 2012 and 2014 because I believe the Internet will be eventually monitored so closely that it will be closed down. As it is now, when I talk to Alex or I write a blog, I know that people upstairs and all over the world are playing around and hacking with my Internet. They will be doing so with all of your Internets, no matter what you think. So I'm trying to get my statements out as quickly as I can through the Alex Jones Show and through other medium, i.e. my self-publishing, so that eventually you can read the words that were words of freedom and a call to revolution at a time when we will be shut down by DARPA, CIA, DHS, and any other organization that has really no legitimacy over it.
Well, let's expand on that, because I personally know that there are these bigger financial interests that have installed these politicos to carry this bipartisan treason out. And whereas I do want to see them brought to justice, if they want to be sent to the island of Alba, a lot of times cornering these people is more dangerous. We need the political system to realize it's pushing us all over the edge of a cliff. It's doing things that are untenable. It's attacking the free market. It's doing things that are totally predatory while trying to stir up a race war as a political distraction for the political class. What about the people in the system who are just, you know, working for $100,000 a year, $60,000 a year at the NSA, you know, in the police departments, who I know are questioning all these things and do realize that what's going on is treason, but are too scared of losing their job? I mean, in the end, it's all going to go down anyways. If we don't say no now, we will lose everything. It was Kennedy that said, to paraphrase him, those that make peaceful, revolutions impossible make violent revolution inevitable. I want to restore the republic. I know the word would be revolution because we've already been conquered like Vichy France, but there's got to be some way to have a velvet revolution where it doesn't have to get bloody, because you can see Homeland Security gearing up to fight, you know, the liberty movement, gearing up to go after anybody who's sustainable. But this government's so inept that, I mean, if they actually start a physical civil war, Dr. Pechenik, from your war fighting and psychological experience, how do you think it's going to go? I don't think it'll go very well for those that actually try to enforce it. But I guess the globalists are just going to sit in armored redoubts in D.C., New York, or Switzerland, or Luxembourg, or London, or Monte Carlo. I mean, I think it's when the bankers start realizing we're coming for them. But look at the 36 top bankers dead in 1 year. Look at how many. I mean, there's a lot of secret wars going on, aren't there?
Well, there are, but the key element is the very thing that you and I are using now has been the instrument that CIA and DARPA created in 73, the internet, is the very instrument of destruction for Obama, for Bush, and for Clinton. And the reason for that is that you and I have been successful by using the internet.
And others.
Now you are speaking to 10 million people, not in New York and in Texas, but all over the world. I get responses from all over the world. And I say to all of you out there, you young people and older who use the internet, use that internet if you have to block, hack, or however anonymously you may do it. And I repeat it again, however anonymously you may do it. You can come into these systems and the CIA, because they're very fragile, State Department, Treasury, the White House, and you can hack your way around that. And believe me, there will be no bloodshed, because this government is so incompetent that it had no idea of how many people were in the CDC, namely 16,000 people at $7 billion, who did nothing in Ebola. Instead, I had to ask our military and General Dempsey to send 4,000 soldiers of AFRICOM in order to handle Ebola. So the only functional capability we have is really the Army.
Let me ask you this point again.
It has been compromised by Mueller. It has been compromised by Free, Holy. Perhaps it can be turned around by Comey, but I don't think so. Obama has been compromised. The White House is compromised. Bush is compromised. Clinton is compromised. So we have to take now the revolution, the Velvet Revolution, as you call it, and stream it through the electrons right into the White House, into the legislators, into the CIA, Department of Defense, the FBI, and hit them with every electronic passion that we have. And that is our revolution in America. And the world will follow us, because you are that voice. They listen to you.
Well, that's right. The listeners are, and my guests are. I mean, not me so much. But Dr. Pechenik, briefly, why did they send, when the whole Bin Laden announcement got made, I know they sent some agencies over to you. I got some phone calls and then a visit. I mean, what is the point of that? Just pure intimidation?
They're afraid. No. They
well, I was about to say, they were very nice about it. You know, she, actually crying uncle, yeah.
Well, it's this, Alex. You and I have been together kind of informally for a long time. In the beginning, they tried to intimidate you, and you were kind of a little bit concerned. And then I said, just hold the line. One thing that doesn't work is intimidation of an American. Particularly Americans like you and I, you were born here, I have worked in our government, and used techniques on behalf of our government to take down the Soviet Union, to bring peace to Cambodia, take down the Khmer Rouge. Now, they know what I'm capable of doing. When you use the word slippery, I knew what you meant, and I want your audience to understand what you mean. I know exactly how our intelligence community works, but I also know how to take it apart piece by piece without even using a bullet. They know it. They know that I know it. They know that it can be a disaster if I pull my full force and what I need to do without having to do anything.
All right, stay there, Dr. Pechenik. I want to come back and finish up talking about that straight ahead. We'll be right back. Stay with us. You know, I rudely gave the number out and did what I do and forgot to go to calls. We got this segment and then this 6-minute segment and then 5 more minutes to go to Mike in Wyoming, Bill, Michael, Mike, and Kevin with Dr. Steve Pechenik. And, Doc, I want to, even though you don't want to talk about yourself, I want to get you back in the next month or so specifically on your book, and we'll talk about that once the show ends coming up. But right now, let's go to Mike in Wyoming. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Pechenik. You being an expert in psychological warfare, I was wondering if you could comment on a story that's on the front page of InfoWars website, which is about these low-flying Apache helicopters and messages being sent out to local citizens on their cell phones.
That's right. The story's on DrudgeReport.com from InfoWars.com. Thousands of cell phone users receive government emergency alert. Kentucky residents told to prepare for action. We're seeing the massive buildup for domestic takeover. What's happening, Doc?
Well, I would not take that seriously. What they're basically doing is, in their attempt, they're trying to intimidate the audience by fear through sending messages. In their sense, they're going to say they're trying to prepare for any kind of emergency. But really what they're trying to do is to create incidences of fear, or what we call the Black Hawk helicopters, or the Apache flying helicopters, or the Hog helicopters coming down at very low flights. They monitor, they send out messages, and then they try to intimidate an audience. Just ignore it or jam it. If you know how to jam the signal, send it back up, and then report it to your local FAA, report it to the local airport.
Yeah, this is basically a conditioning PSYOP, like when they went into Panama.
Correct.
They're preconditioning the public for takeover.
Yeah, it's basically they did the same thing in 395 Miami Beach. They had a whole special ops program right in front of one of my bridges, and they made it look as if this was really very professional. The problem is the Army, the Navy, and the CIA have been watching too much of their own movies that they created to begin with. For the most part, they're not very effective. For the most part, I have used Army and FBI in hostage situations, and they were disasters. They could not rappel off of the helicopters because of rotation. They are not very effective in hostage survival. So the reality is very different from the images they want to portray. So the images they portray is one of fear, intimidation, efficiency. The reality is that they're a government agency that's totally ineffective.
Yeah, Mike, PSYOP. What's your take on it, Mike?
I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if it was just a snafu or
exercise.
It's massively increasing, and it's also to condition the troops.
But all
it does is condition them to wake up. All I'm saying about the military, especially the Army, the most awake group, I mean, they know what's going on. Let's talk
to them. The Army has been told repeatedly, if they don't stand up and stop this nonsense on behalf of the Navy colleagues and the CIA and other parts of the intelligence community, they will be in trouble. And they will be denigrated in the eyes of the civilians. So they've been repeatedly warned by me and others that they have to stand up and say this enough, including against the President of the United States. But, Michael, it's basically a conditioning exercise. And if you want to have fun, take some jamming equipment.
Stop it. Pachinik wants a revolution. Mike in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, long-time listener, first-time caller. I was wondering, what are we going to do if it does turn hot? How are we going to get the resources to fight this thing?
Well, I wouldn't be concerned. You have to remember that during the Revolutionary War, only 4% of the population of 700,000 men were involved in the actual fighting and combat against the British. In this particular case, the United States government cannot handle the mileage and the distances that occur all over the United States.
We're too spread out.
We're too spread out. I live in Florida. Alex lives in Texas. There are people in Montana where a few than a million people. So I would not worry about it. But if I am a Second Amendment believer, I think you should have some of those surpluses. I think some of the things
Stay there. Back in 1 minute. Stay there, Mike. Stay there, Dr. Pachinik. Come back in 70 seconds. Infowars.com. Well, Pachinik was just saying during the break, we got to hang in there. Things are getting hotter. I think cooler minds are going to prevail. I agree we should have a peaceful info war revolution against this tyranny. But finish up your statement on that. When you say things are getting hotter, I can see the machinery of the establishment trying to move, but it's mainly just propaganda and turns more people off. If I was trying to turn people off, I would do what they're doing. But I know they're not in a conspiracy against themselves. Do these arrogant people in government really think they built this whole thing and that they aren't just sitting on top of it?
No, basically the arrogant people in government are not as smart as you think they may be. What was happening and why I'm concerned is that this kind of arrogance exponentially grows. And what happens is they're going to start making mistakes. And when they start making mistakes, they start blaming each other. And that's what you see happening. You see the legislature burn the CIA. The CIA is burning the White House. But in turn, what happens is the American public eventually pays for it one way or the other. So that what happens is they become more and more paranoid within the intelligence community and within the security community, and they start to act out. Acting out meaning they will start another false flag, they'll start another war like ISIS, which is absolute nonsense, created by the CIA, used by JSOC, again, run by a Navy admiral, where you have guys coming in and out, fighting Americans against Americans. This has to stop.
I was about to say, and then the Army has to go fight a group run by the Navy. I mean, this is insanity.
It's not only insanity. This is why your people and the young people of your audience who know hacking, who understand Anonymous, these are the ones who become very valuable. And these are the ones who are the administration is afraid of them. I can't tell you how fearful they are of your audience out there that knows how to handle computers. Now, clearly, I can't incite you or instigate you, but I do caution you that if this continues, the absurdity of our civilian theater and the notion that Dianne Feinstein didn't know about it, Jay Rockefeller didn't know about it, John McCain, it is getting absurd.
I hear you.
And it's costing us $1.1 trillion.
Let's get a few final quick little questions. The establishment's gone crazy. Bill, you're on the air from Wisconsin. Quick question, please.
Yeah, thanks, Alex. Dr. Pachenik, I agree with 99% of what you have to say, but, you know, you seem to whitewash Herbert Walker Bush, and I just can't stomach that. I'm not one of the young folks.
I won't whitewash him. What I said is his only contribution was to help in the takedown of the Soviet Union Cambodia Peace Conference. The rest, I do not whitewash. He has approved George Bush Jr. He has approved Jeb. He's approved Neil, who's been a corrupt individual.
Okay, well, there's your answer, Bill.
So I don't whitewash that.
Thank you, Bill. We're not cutting you off. We're out of time. Michael in Louisiana, go ahead.
Yes, gentlemen. In March and August of 2013, there is a case going to court, Shalee versus Bush, that was going to put the entire Bush administration in jail on the Nuremberg trial precepts. Obama stepped in and had that case quashed, and then went to the courts to seek immunity for the entire Bush administration. I'd like to know how this case fits in with the recent now release of the torture memos, and if the
well, I don't know the case. I don't know if Pachenik does, but
well, the only thing I would suggest is that's correct. That domestically, the president gave everybody immunity, but in reality, you have to take it to the International Hague Court. Anytime any of these individuals, the Bushes, leave the United States, they can be in prison. Henry Kissinger knew that. Michael Hayden knows that.
That's right. These people aren't invincible.
9/11.
They aren't invincible. And we need to let them know that the people are aware and awake. Dr. Pachenik, thank you so much. Have a great holiday coming up, and we'll talk to you for sure, Lord willing, in the new year.
Thank you.
All right,
my
folks.
Question. Thank you, and God bless you all.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Steve Pachenik Talks, a blow-by-blow analysis of current events by a real spy master. This book has what they don't want you to know. Learn about the corruption of the Catholic Church, the untold story of Edward Snowden, how Hollywood films are secretly dictated by the CIA, and more. A must-have in order to decipher mainstream media lies. Get your signed first edition at stevepachenik.com.